You mentioned water issues earlier, talking in the legislative arena and just some of the issues facing Florida in its future. You know, we're another national story, the drought in many parts of the country, yet we have plenty of water in Florida, and we're one of the lowest and flattest states in the nation, and people from other parts of the country can't seem to understand, where do we put all that water? Well, we right now lose a lot of it because there's nowhere for it to go, but you've got a certain vision there, and starting this year, you proclaim the year of water, and you know, as legislative things go, usually things get all mixed up, but I thought I'd bring you back to that comment at this point in time this summer and just say, you know, what your thoughts are right now and some of the water issues on the plate facing Florida.
The momentum behind a water bill that is still poised to pass both chambers of the legislature is a historic opportunity for us to get water policy right in Florida and to do it in a year when we're not simply reacting to some natural disaster. We're not reacting to a record drought. We're not reacting to record hurricane season. We have an opportunity in a dispassionate way to get water supply and water quality policies in place in a very thoughtful manner. And so that's good for everybody. It's good for utilities. It's good for agriculture. It's good for the environment for us to have a balanced water policy that thinks beyond the next election. When it comes to issues like water policy, you don't tend to get a lot of credit because you're not solving a problem, you're avoiding a problem. And that's the way that we need to approach an issue like water, because if you wait until water is a problem, or particularly if you wait until water is a crisis, you don't have any options for fixing it. You're in the boat California's in, where all you can do is pray. So we need to move forward aggressively next session, pick up the bill where we left off, and get it to the governor's desk so that we can move forward with the sound natural resource policies that will allow Florida to capture and store and move water, use less of it, you know, and continue to move forward with conservation measures. And there's a good news story there, too. Residential users are conserving 19% more water today than they did a decade ago. We all know the gains agriculture has made by growers investing in low-volume irrigation technologies. So there's some good news stories there. But, you know, we need more shallow water storage. We need more reservoirs. We need more reclaimed water pipelines. We need to adopt strategies in our spring sheds to improve the quality of water that ends up in the aquifer. And continue to fund that. It's a long-term challenge. It's a costly challenge, but it's an important one for us to get our arms around.
You mentioned California briefly. You know, when you look at that state right now and you see the devastating impacts it's having, that state equal in value agriculturally to 22 states behind it combined, is that kind of a lesson in advance as to why we need to address this? We've seen some awful dry years in Florida in the past, too, but we are seeing changing climatic things going on and things that we sometimes can't explain. But is that a canary in the coal mine to thinkers like you who see water issues as a big deal going forward?
I mean, it's such an enormous state, such an ag powerhouse, and the devastation that we're all witnessing to that extraordinary industry and some of the most productive soils in the nation should be a siren for Florida to pay attention to. Florida's fortunate that the last several years we've had abundant rainfall without hurricanes, but we all remember living through some extraordinary droughts too. In 1998, the drought was so bad and the wildfires were so bad that I-10, I-75, and I-95 were all closed. Flagler County had a mandatory evacuation on the entire county. Disney World closed and the Firecracker 400 was postponed. So Florida can certainly be dry just as Florida can be exceedingly wet. And we need a policy that's not written only in response to flood or drought, but written in the middle that can accommodate both of those extremes. In an ordinary year, we get 55 inches of rain. There are very few ordinary years in Florida. And so we need the infrastructure in place to accommodate not the average, but can accommodate the wild swings that that impact our state. And we've all lived through both sides of that spectrum.